الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Huda Recording presents The History of Different Sects in Islam, Volume 1 by Sheikh Walid al-Basyuni.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, today the 27th of July 2002 in Masjid Ibrahim in Austin, Texas, we hear today inshallah and the coming 2 days, 3 days to talk about a very important subject, and I think, inshallah, it will be very interesting for you to hear or to go over some important part of our Muslims' history or our the Islamic history. Even though it's in a part which is not so proud of, but it's part of our history which we should be aware of it. This course took been chosen to cover the history of sects in Islam. The history of sects in Islam. The history of the dispute which has happened among this ummah and divide the Muslims' ummah instead of one ummah having one book, having one messengers, having one way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, to be divided to so many groups and sects. And there are so many different beliefs. You will be amazed with the number of difference happening among this ummah and the dispute happened between the Muslims through centuries. And I'm sure you can figure that yourself, that we cannot cover in these 2 or 3 days all the sects which has appeared in Islam. But I'll try to at least give you, inshallah, a very good introduction to give you a picture, a general picture of how this dispute starts. Why? What's the reason behind this dispute? What's the roots of these groups and sects? And how far it is deep in our history on Muslims' ummah? And inshallah, I will talk about 2 or 3 or 4 sects. It depends how much time you have. And I will choose among these sects
the sects we are living with today who are still exist in the Muslim world. You might deal with them, you might hear about them, you might have seen them, you might been involved with them in somehow or for some reasons. We will see. First of all, why we choose this subject? Why we talk about sects and groups in Islam? So many people upset when they heard that this person is going to talk about sects in Islam or groups of Islam. Or why we should talk about this. We don't need any more dispute in our ummah or disunity. Just forget about these groups. And we are, alhamdulillah, one ummah, one nation. There is no need for raising these problems which has vanished or disappeared from the ummah. All of us Muslimin, alhamdulillah. So no need for talking about sects and groups. No doubt that whoever said that, his intention, inshallah, it's very good. But it's very much similar to a saying we say in Arabic, كَالنَّعَامَةِ الَّتِي تَدُسُّ رَأْسَهَا فِي التُّرَابِ لِكَيْ لَا تَرَى الْعَدُوِ. Some birds, when they've been attacked by the animals, what they do, if they couldn't run away from the animal, from the tiger or from the lion or from the fox, what they do, they will put their heads in the sand. So they said, since we couldn't see the tiger, he will not be able to see us. And this kind of methodology of dealing with your enemy, it is the worst way of dealing with him, because basically you give him a 100% chance to get you. If the situation, as you said, that alhamdulillah, we are all Muslims, and there is no groups exist, and there is no sects remain in the ummah, and there is no division in the ummah, and there is no dispute among the Muslims world, that's very good, alhamdulillah, we should talk about this. Something happened and finished. But the fact, but the reality, but when the Muslims look to the Muslims world, he will be disappointed. He will be surprised with the number of dispute and groups and sects. Everyone claim that he represent Islam or he follow the right path. Hundreds of ways, thousands of ideas, of ideologies, of methodologies existing today in our Muslims world, and all of them claim that they are Muslims, or they are following the Sunnah, or they are Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When we talk about the history of sects, or we talk about the sects in Islam, or the groups which appear in Muslims, between the Muslims or in Muslims' history, first of all, we talk about them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to know the sabil of the mujrimeen, the way of the bad people. Allah ordered us to be aware of their way. Allah ordered us to know what is their sabil, what's their methodology, what is their way, what they are calling for. So we've been ordered to know that. And as you know, knowing your enemy is the first way to save yourself from him and to defeat him. Therefore, the Muslims been asked to know who is the shaitan, what is his tricks, how he misguide people, not because we love shaitan, no, but just to save ourselves from the shaitan. And they said in the old days, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرَّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ. I learned about evil, not because I love the evil, but because I want to be aware of the evil, so I will not be following him without realizing that I fell in his trick or I followed him. Also, النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has mentioned the groups and the sects, sometimes in detail specifically, and sometimes in general statement. He told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever will live among you, he will see a lot of difference. That is mentioned in Hadith al-Irbat ibn Sariyah. من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. He told us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his ummah will be divided to 73 groups. So this general statement will show us that the Prophet ﷺ told us about the dispute and the group which is going to happen in the ummah. As a matter of fact, he also specified some of these groups. Such as he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Qadariyatu majusu hadihi al-ummah. There is a such group, it's called Al-Qadariyah, the Prophet ﷺ, the people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala predestinies. Allah, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them by their names, and he said, they are going to be exist, and they are following, or they are like the majus, the people who worship fires. And the Prophet ﷺ told us about the Khawarij, another sect, that they are going to appear. And he said about Al-Azariqa, another group of Khawarij, he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they are the dog of the hellfire. Innahum kilabun nar. Innabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so warn us from these sects, and also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam companion and the great scholars did. Or they did warn us from following or be involved or associate ourselves with any one of these sects. One of the reasons also to talk about the history of sect, brothers and sisters,